You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. First Festival happens this Friday and Saturday in Sacramento. It's the fourth year of this celebration of contemporary music, which, by the way, features a number of Insight Music alumni. So Much Light, Privileges, Sun Monks, Dog Party, the Philharmonic, Shotgun Sawyer, Jonah Matranga, and Cities You Wish You Were From. Wow, a lot of great music. We were watching for Danielle Vincent, First Fest co-founder, to arrive. And guess what? James Vincent arrived. Hi, James.
Hi, good morning.
Co-founder of the festival and some fires to put out today, right? Just normal for preparation before the big event?
Yeah, today's our first day of build. We have 2 days this year, and you know, we started having the tents and the tables and chairs and all sorts of stuff start showing up in the park this morning. So I'm here so she can play conductor out there.
Okay, new venue and how many bands?
We have over 40 bands this year. We'll be out at Tanzanite Park in North Natomas, which is about halfway between the Truxell 80 interchange and the old Sleep Train Arena.
And something new called the Trading Post?
Yeah, the Trading Post, because we were able to get some funding this year with our Creative Edge Economy grant from the city, as well as some sponsors, we were able to actually get merch this year. And so we have a Trading Post where we can sell festival merch, and a lot of the bands will be setting up tables to sell their own merch as well. So a lot of opportunities in there.
Let's get to a little bit of the music and start with, I'm going to say for short, VG and DB. Here they are. James, introduce that indie rock band.
Vinny Gudera and the Deadbirds. We're really excited to have them. They're great guys. They play on Saturday. There's a lot of emotion in their sound, as you can hear. And we think they're just kind of the quintessential band to kick back in the sun, enjoy, they're relaxed, and just kind of really feel like you're at the festival.
All right, let's move on to music from Georgina.
Si te vas, dices que me amas, pero nunca estás. No sé si tienes miedo, pero yo no estoy para estos juegos. No esperaré por ti, cuando menos pienses ya no estaré aquí. Voy a decirlo solo una vez más, o te quedas o te vas. I'm gonna wait for you no more.
To make sure we heard both the Spanish and the English.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you also notice how close the voices sound to each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah, probably because they're sisters. Sisters from Colombia. That was Te Quieres o Te Vas, which I can't translate for you, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
Danielle did specifically ask me to make sure I let everybody know that this group is one of her favorites. They have a really great pop sound. They sing in Spanish and English, as you heard, and they're, you know, just... They sound really great. We think they're going to be a little something for everybody.
Okay, the translation is you stay or you go. And James,
okay.
For now, I say you stay.
All right, I like that.
Let's have more music.
So loud to want something you can never.
So people just listening to Georgina went, wait, what? What was that?
Right.
And anyone who loves Green Day said, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so that was Pyrite Sidewalk with their song V162. I'm personally a big punk rock fan, and I'm really looking forward to seeing these guys play. They have a clean, really heavy sound. I think they've got a good melody as well. They remind me a lot of Thrice and AFI, so I'm looking forward to it.
So First Fest opens Friday when?
Saturday, Sunday. The gates open at 11 both days, and the music will start at noon and goes all the way to 10 p.m. both days.
Okay, I think coming up next we have music. Well, this is a song called Ride Your Wave.
Don't let them ride your wave, stay in your lane. Yeah, I don't need no problems, I need change. Don't let them ride your wave, stay in your lane. Yeah, I don't need no problems, I need change.
I just gotta take a shot. If I leap, I never drop. Told me, put my trust in him. Now I'm living, always win.
Gotta keep the circle small, only the family involved. I've been working so hard, never let you take it all. Couldn't even get a hand, so I'ma make you understand. Nobody can stop me, but you can get body. You step in that ring and I turn into Rocky.
Lean back, you don't want problems like that. Tell me, y'all, let's get along. I can meet you where you at. I'ma always tell facts. You know we live in number days. The Lord working on my patience while I'm just riding my wave.
Ain't nobody ever tell me play it safe. Had to make a move, had to get up out the way. They gon' shoot you down, they gon' wanna take your place. That ain't nothing new, tell them boys they gotta wait.
Don't let them ride your way.
Gotta keep us up.
That's a Christian rapper, right?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah, he plays on Saturday. And so as you heard, you know, hip-hop, rap, he's got a great vibe, real danceable, really going to get the energy going. I think he has a really killer flow, just somebody that, you know, the more you listen, the better he gets.
Say his name.
Elijah Giron.
Okay, and he's on Saturday.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to Jonah Matranga.
Don't give up.
Tell me about Jonah's music and when is he playing? Although we know him here on Insight.
Yeah, Jonah Matranga. He's playing on Saturday. He used to be the front man of a band called Far, which many in Sacramento are familiar with. Mm-hmm. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell everybody that Jonah Matranga might be the nicest person on the planet. He's an absolute joy to work with. His music is beautiful. He did a solo show at our lounge recently, and I don't know how to describe him that does any justice. He's just great.
Our producer, Cody Drabble, is shaking his head saying, yes, 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 everything you just said, James, is right. Can we mention that First Fest was awarded one of those creative economy grants last year? It's a $25,000 grant. How does that help the festival?
Well, this is since the fourth year of the festival, this is the first year that we've actually had any kind of funding to start out with at all. The past 3 years have all been based on ticket sales, vendor booths, and we've just spent the money as we've obtained it to pay for fences and stages and whatnot. So to actually have the city step in this year and say, hey, we believe in this enough to fund it on the front end has been just huge for us. It's been a real game changer.
So are you feeling less on the edge? Because every year there's been this quality of, wow, we loved it. I really want to do it next year. You and Danielle hope it works out, and you wait to see if everything else supports that effort. Are you on more solid ground now?
We're definitely on more solid ground in terms of funding, which is the name of the game in this kind of industry. And not only did we get the $25,000 from the city, but we were able to match that through sponsorships and some of our own money and just various sources to really try to open our goal is to open the gates at zero. And then hopefully, you know, make something after that. So this year, I haven't seen the numbers the past few days, but we're a lot closer to that than we ever have been.
Good for you. Anything people should know about coming out to the festival that has changed besides the venue? And mention again where it's going to be. But anything else that's different?
It's going to be at Tanzanite Park, which is 2220 Tanzanite Way in North Natomas. As far as what to expect or what to think, it's a real multi-stage, multi-day music festival. So come prepared to be in the sun, come prepared to walk, come prepared to see a lot of different music, some of which you've never heard of before, but I promise you're going to be glad you stuck around.
Thank you so much for taking time to come in and join us and share some of the music today. Thanks to you and Danielle, and good luck this weekend.
Well, thank you very much for having us, or me. We really appreciate it.
That is James Vincent. He and Danielle are co-founders of First Fest, which is Saturday and Sunday in Sacramento. We're going to close with a little more music from Jonah Matranga performing this weekend, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard and Cody Drabble. We had help from DeAndre Pasquini and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.
Don't give up.